Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company, and then he gestures to the base of the tree, and you see a hole has opened up in between the roots at the base of the tree.
I walk towards the hole.
As you walk, you leave him behind. You hear Tabatine say, "Wah, wah." Sitting at the base of the tree is a figure. They're sitting, like, with legs crossed, kind of like they're in meditation.
You are welcome. Welcome to the drink. And welcome to Vita, she says, and she gestures around you. You have come here to bargain for the fates of two mortals.
Yes.
Lying on the two stone slabs are the forms of that little girl and David.
The years that have been given must be taken.
If I were to look at my hands, Are they the youthful hands of a 20-year-old? Or are perhaps they now a little bit, say, the older hands of a 30-year-old.
One of the snail's eye stalks kind of, like, keeps glancing around to look at you.
I think I told you wrong. Is anyone as good as or better at directions than me?
Sir Isaac Newton turns around and says, I have been known to use divination magics to discover the trajectory and journey of things. But I need something to connect me to a place or person. Why do you ask?
You know how someone can have a good heart and make a big mistake?
Chantel, with like a big... No, Chantel doesn't say anything. Chantel, you can see... I'll roll, actually. Tree Stump, you can see that Chantel quite clearly is trying their darndest to hide their disappointment, but they are very upset.
You're doing a very good job, Chantel.
Yeah. Yeola says, are we lost, perchance?
In a way, only the snail is lost. Wait, the snail thinks he knows where he's going, so he's not lost. Yes.
I will ask the snail to stop so that we may not get further lost.
With a whip of his cloak, Sir Isaac Newton departs. The party is just very quiet. No one says anything. Chantel is kind of like sitting where you left her. She's not fallen to the floor. She was already on the floor. Chantel is sitting in front of the fireplace, kind of staring into the fire without saying anything. You can see she's still trying very hard to cover her disappointment, but it's not working. Yeola is standing near Chantel and isn't looking at you either. It's just kind of like, maybe is like muttering to herself. You could see Yeola is like doing some mental arithmetic. Sirin wanders over to you. She probably can't reach your shoulder, but she puts like a gentle hand on the middle of your back and pats you and does like a soothing gesture in your back. And she says, I am very sorry that you have, let me rephrase. I'm very sorry that we are in this situation. You tried your best, but you did not succeed. You got what you wanted, but not what you need. I'm sorry, it's a little poem I'm working on. I call it a yellow.
Adam, you can...
Forgive me my poetry.
I let her have her poetry.
Grazie, grazie, grazie.
Mamma Mia. Trees, I'm just sort of maybe takes a sit in a corner and has a look to where no one can look at their face and they can't look at anyone else's face. It's a situation where Tree Stump would like to go be alone so they don't have to, no one has to pretend not to be disappointed in them, but they can't leave because they haven't fixed the problem yet. So it's just time to be uncomfy for a bit.
Saren goes into the kitchen, and when Saren goes into the kitchen, Sir Isaac Newton comes out. As Sir Isaac Newton comes back into the house, the snail, you feel it with like a little shudder, comes to a stop. Sir Isaac Newton also walks over to you. He doesn't have pants, but he like pinches like the hems of his robes, pulls them up a little bit. No, actually, even sitting, you're taller than him. He looks up at you.
Pinches his hems and then looks up.
Yeah. He looks up at you and says, "I would not dwell too much upon this. To err is to be human. It is something that we all must do. Even I, a traveler of the plains, a master conjurer, an elemental expert, must at times be incorrect. As one learns, one makes mistakes. That is the nature of things. In any case, this is not in the grand scheme of things, especially given recent events." His eyes dart towards the fireplace and back. "There are just bigger issues in front of us right now. So I would not worry too much. It is a mistake easily remedied. I must away to my divination pools." With another whip of his robes, he turns around and walks away.
Look, that, I guess, on a surface level made me feel better. Did that help anyone else in the room? Or is the mood still pretty low?
Chantel stands up, turns around to look at you. Before she walks over to you, she glances at Yeola, who kind of doesn't shrugs, but with her eyes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Chantel walks over to you. Chantel is like the only one here tall enough that they look down at you when you're sitting. Chantel puts a hand on your shoulder and says, "It's going to be okay." She gives like a squeeze, like a not, like a comfortable, a comforting squeeze. And then takes her hand off your shoulder and walks into the kitchen as well. Yeola probably joins Chantel in the kitchen. And as they enter the kitchen, Saren comes out with a tray of tea and biscuits. She sets it down in front of you.
"Oh, thank you. And these are this. Oh, these are for me, yeah?"
"Yeah, see. When I was young, anytime that we had a conflict or an issue or a heightened emotions in my family, my mother, she would ensure that we had some tea. It's calming."
"Well, I think she must have been a lovely lady."
"She was. She was an absolute angel to have to deal with me as a kid. I was very rowdy," Saren says.
"What did you do?"
I would cuss. I would spit. I would do many things unbecoming."
"And the tea fixed it?"
I remember. If the heightened emotions, they were rudeness or insult or whatnot, my mom, she would set me aside and she would say, Saren, she would say. She would say, "You must make a tea as an apology right now." And so I remember one time she made me make a tea for her because because of another argument, I spit on something she was working. I was a little shit when I was a kid. Ooh, scusa, I still cuss. Scusa. Well, I make you some tea, so it doesn't matter. That's apology for now. She laughs. One of the times she makes me, I make her a tea. But I'm mad, see? I'm a little girl. I'm aggressive. I'm a fighter. I always do fighting when I was young. And now I calm down. I still cuss, but I don't fight no more. Anyway, I make her a tea. And then as I bring her the tea, I trip, she says, making air quotes. And then I spill the tea on her. I was very, very, very naughty when I was young.
I'm glad you didn't spill any tea on me.
I would never. She reaches out and puts a hand on yours. I would never do that to you.
Thank you. We should see if Sir Isaac Newton needs any help.
I think that's a good idea. Let's go.
Do you have an extra cup? I bring tea.
Yeah, oh, she brought like teacups out for everyone.
Good, good.
She pours yourself and herself a cup of tea. You both grab them. She makes sure you've both got a biscuit. And then you head off in search of Sir Isaac Newton. You wander up the stairs into his office, maybe once again taking cares to follow the line that he marked in his workshop so you don't stray from the path. As you're walking, Big T, you spot, it's a different mirror this time. It's a little hand mirror, and it's just leaning up against, it's in like a little cradle. So it's obviously meant, it's like a little cradle designed quite clearly, because the design is the same. The hand mirror has like a many hands reaching up and going around it to kind of like the top of the mirror where there's two hands with their fingers interlaced at the top. And then the little cradle, the little holder for it, is also made out of hands which are like holding it up. In that mirror, you get a quick glance at yourself, and the mirror version of you puts her finger to her lips and says, shh. And then gestures for you to come closer. You can come closer without leaving the line.
Like, go a bit closer. Like, I'm staying on the line. I know what I'm allowed to do, and this seems allowed.
The mirror tree stump gestures to a bookshelf past her. You can't actually see it in the reflection, but you can see that she's gesturing to a bookshelf. Maybe she mouths the word bookshelf. You see her mouth the word, and then she says, there's a map in the bookshelf.
But we can't read.
It's a map. You can read pictures. That's what we do.
I can read pictures, but they're not very good at going directions. And that's I don't know what the towns are.
But that's what the map is for. The map tells you.
The map will be pictures, but how will I know which is which? Every town is just houses.
But we've been to the town. We'll know the houses.
How do I? But all the they're too small. I'm big. How will
no,
I know?
No, but they'll be big.
How big's the map?
All right, hang on. Have you ever seen a map?
Surely, yes. Yeah.
Well, if we've seen a map before, then we've read a map before.
I don't know if I read it. I just looked at it.
I think we read it.
Yeah, but someone told me what the places were.
You clearly don't remember as well as I do.
Oh, I have been making mistakes today.
Maybe you should listen to me instead.
I was told I wasn't allowed to.
Oh, by who?
By Sir Isaac Newton?
Maybe. Well, he was wrong too.
When was he wrong? He's never been wrong in his life.
He went the wrong way.
No, he said he made me mistakes as well.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What if it's a mistake to not get the map?
No. No. Sarin?
Sarin.
I'm tricking me.
Sarin looks at the mirror you were looking at, then looks at you and says, is there something wrong?
I was trying to play a trick on me from the mirror.
I do not know what you mean.
I don't know why I do that. I love me. Can we go away now, please?
All right, let's go. Let's go. You come to a section of the laboratory where there are many basins. You recognize... They're not like identical to the one that you saw Tavertine and her deck holding, but they're in like similar shapes with similar like appearance and obvious function to them. Like they'd all be about as shallow as each other, and they've all got about as much water as they had. You see other things here though. You see crystal balls, you see pendulums and pendants. You also see a giant, massive funnel. That it's a comically large funnel that is slowly dripping water into a jar small and so small that your thumb would not fit into it.
And it's working?
Yeah, it's slowly dripping by drip, 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 just a single drop into the jar. This would probably be suspended slightly above you. And in here, you see Sir Isaac Newton with a crystal ball in one hand, a pendulum in the other. The pendulum's hovering over a piece of paper. The pendulum seems to be tracing little patterns on the piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And Sir Isaac Newton is gazing into one of the pools of water. He doesn't notice you as you approach, ironically.
Do you need the hand? I got the hand. Sorry.
It's all right. When one opens thy third eye, thy might find that the other two close. Sorry, I was engrossed upon my studies.
How may I help you?
Well, how may I help you? We just want to see if you need a hand or a cup of tea.
I'm good for tea, thank you very much, but I could use...
Nothing.
No, please.
I asked if you were good for me.
No, why would I... What do you mean?
That's okay, never mind. You said you were good for tea. I said, well, are you good for...
Oh, I see. It's a pun, a play on words. Very clever, he says.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me then. I don't understand. Anyway, you might be able to help me yet. You have seen this forest, have you?
Yes.
Been there?
Yes.
Certainly, that is how we met. Do you have, perchance, something from the forest?
Do I have something from the forest?
Even something as simple as a branch or leaf.
I don't brush my hair, and I'm so tall, I do hit the trees. I start looking in my head for a leaf that looks familiar.
I'm trying to think what you have on you, what we gathered. I mean, you've got that water walking ring. I mean, that was acquired while we were in the forest at some point.
Yeah, I can...
The spear you've got was in a tomb. Was that near the forest?
That spear came from a place in the forest, yes.
So you could use a spear, I guess.
Did it have to be made in the forest? Because I found this in the forest. I take out my spear.
If it is made of wood that comes from a forest, then that would be most useful. Mm. But anything connected to the forest itself would be ideal. Did you find this in the forest or something adjacent to the forest?
I found this in the forest.
Well, then it should be good enough. Please pass it to me.
I do.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Over the years, our beautiful and talented artist Nathan Davis has created stellar artwork far greater than the utter bullshit it's been associated with. And for 10 years, we've been occasionally badgered with comments like, "Hey, this artwork is great. I'd love to have this as the background on my phone." Or, "Man, this looks really cool. It sure would be neat to have that as my desktop, if only it was available somewhere." And, "Come on, guys, you have the artwork. It's right there. It shouldn't be this hard." Well, do I have some good news for you? For at least a dollar, you can download the perfect desktop wallpaper for your computer or that little Google machine you've got there right from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, and click the downloads icon. We've currently got several wallpaper packs available, but do check back often as I'm sure we'll add more, maybe in a further 10 years. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop and click that downloads icon.
Can I feel around in my hair for like old twigs or leaves that...
Highs or lows?
Highs.
No, unfortunately, you recently did your yearly hairbrush.
Oh, what are the odds?
I'm sorry, Big T, but you feel your head and you remember you're bald.
Oh, I shaved it for maintenance again. That's why I'm cold.
Oh, no. And Sir Isaac Newton was going to buy you these beautiful combs for your hair.
But I was going to sell all my hair so I could buy him his beautiful combs.
That's not how that.
Yeah, isn't
that... so much funnier, though. He sells his lovely suit to buy her combs, and she sells her lovely hair to buy him like a tie for his suit. A
tie or cufflinks or something like that.
Cufflinks, yeah.
But I like that they're both buying each other combs. Yeah. That's lovely.
So each one is buying the other one a gift.
Folk giving each other combs.
They're both trying to buy the other one a gift as opposed to one of them is buying something and the other one's getting them the money for the gift. Which is an infinitely funnier version.
Oh, that's way funnier. Wait, no, pocket watch. It's a gold chain for a pocket watch.
And yes, sold that's right.
Anyway, and that has been our poor remembrance of the gift of the Magi.
And with that, I've been Adam.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel.
We've never done this on D&D's for this. That's upsetting. I feel like I've got to end this episode. Anyway.
It's all been whatever the equivalent of finishing for a Pavlov is. Someone says, well, I've been this person. You're like, oh, and I have too. Bye.
I guess we have to go now.
I have to finish now. I have to tell you who I am and leave.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Big T. You hand the spear over to Sir Isaac Newton. Sir Isaac Newton lays the spear down on the table before him. He wraps it up in some of the papers that are just around him. And he then kind of like starts running his hands up and down along the spear, saying magical words. As he's saying these words of arcane power, you see that the words, the little letters and numbers and whatnot on the pieces of paper that wrap around the spear begin to float up into the air, like the ink is just flying away. Slowly, each of the different letters begins to form sentences in front of Sir Isaac Newton. As he does that, Sir Isaac Newton starts saying, yes, yes, yes! The words begin resolving into sentences, which begin resolving into paragraphs. Sir Isaac Newton throws out a hand towards you and Sarin and says, I need ink, ink quill and paper!
Can I see any? I look around.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Oh. Done. Okay. I give it to him.
He starts writing down. You can see that he's making a copy of the words in front of him. He's like maintaining focus on it, not looking away. He fills the piece of paper with writing, throws it aside and calls out, paper! And I assume you give him the piece of paper.
Race around, do that.
He writes again and again and again until he fills several pages of the script that is coming before you. And then finally, he lets out like a giant sigh and the words all fall to the ground. That's a lot of ink I'm going to have to clean up later, he says. But no matter, he starts snatching up the pieces of paper. These are instructions upon how to get to your destination.
Brilliant.
I must take these to the snail. Sir Isaac Newton dashes forwards. You look out the window, you see it's nighttime.
When did that happen?
Moments later, the snail begins kind of rumbling in a different direction. As Sir Isaac Newton is rushing off as well, Sarin gives you like a really proud look and says, we did well.
We did help, didn't we?
We did. We did help. You That's helped. Nice of us. You had you the spear. Too. I did not have a spear.
You had the wherewithal to grab a pen.
I made a cup of tea, she says.
You did make a cup of tea. It's a good cup of tea. It's good, right? I'm not lying.
It is. It's all right. Yeah, it's a good cup of tea. Just a good cup of tea.
Oh, thank God. Imagine if it sucked. Imagine someone being like, this is what I do to help people. And then you take a sip and you're like, this is piss. I can't.
This is just human wastewater.
Huh.
All right. So you spend the next couple of days traveling towards the forest.
Does it look like it's worked?
Well, eventually, like maybe after 1 or 2 days, you just spot the tree line in the distance. So you can tell that you are now going in the right direction.
And they look like the right trees and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think one of the days I've got my head out the window, we're all looking. I'm like, well, this is where I was trying to go. But I can't imagine that would land well. So that just lands.
Over those days, fire does not shut up.
About?
Anything. Fire just talks and talks and talks and talks. She's passionate about everything.
Talk with her.
If she's having dinner, it's the best dinner she's ever had. If she gets up in the morning, she's had the best dreams of her life. If you play a game of dragon chess with her, it's the most exciting game of dragon chess in her entire life. Everything feels like both A, the first time she's ever done it, and B, the best time it will ever be.
Well, I hope it continues at this trajectory, otherwise her life's going to be very sad.
You get no impression that this is not just her personality. You feel like she's just hopelessly optimistic and
happy. Physical embodiment of happy to be here.
The only time you get anything other than blanket positivity is when you talk about her home. If that ever comes up, she obviously gets a bit dejected. And you can see, you know how I described her as like a little being of fire?
Yeah.
It's like from a big red flame, she becomes just a little blue one.
Oh, she gets blue talking about home.
It's the only time you see her being anything other than relentlessly positive.
Well, I don't bring it up. That seems mean.
Yeah, it doesn't. If you don't bring it up, no one else is bringing it up. So it doesn't come up very often. Maybe Sir Isaac Newton every now and then probes her with a question, just trying to figure out where she comes from. And she gets sad during that. And maybe a few times she might mention like how something reminds her of home or something like that. But it doesn't come up very often.
I'd like to collect information about the thing she says about her home.
Okay.
Has she said anything about the, I don't know what, a particular thing she liked about it or a feature? Like, what are some notable things that she's mentioned about home?
It was like a big one, like a big fire, and it was a fireplace, but it wasn't like three walls a fireplace. It was like all open a fireplace with a chimney up on top that was in the roof. And it was a wood fireplace. They never put coal. Which is good because I don't like coal. It's stinky. It smells bad. I don't like it.
I'll make sure we don't ever give you coal tea.
Just wood is good. Thank you.
Okay.
And sometimes there was a dog, a big shaggy dog, and it would come and it would lie by the fire. And, sometimes I'd blow little sparks out of the fire at the dog's nose for fun. And the dog would sneeze. And that's it.
What color was the dog?
It might have been red, but that might have just been the fire.
Okay. Okay.
You've got this. You've got this. Then, you're narrowing it down.
And then sometimes there was a cat, and the cat was big. It was as big as the dog, and the dog was big, and the dog was as big as a person, but not like a big person, the ones that I saw. It was like as big as a regular person. And the cat was as big as the dog, and the dog was as big as a person. And I think that cat was a panther.
So the cat was black?
No.
What color was the cat?
I think
cat
it was
then?
Red, but that might have been the fire. Oh, fuck. I can't believe I got you with that. That's about...
there's only so much any of us can take.
Eventually, after, we'll say, like 4 days, you get to the tree line where the Badlands kind of just suddenly stops and then the forest begins. When you get to that point, Sir Isaac Newton calls you all over and he says... It has been a pleasure traveling with you. I, in these days, have come to call you friends, and I hope you feel the same.
Only in these last days?
Well, I... what?
That's in Tree Stump's head. Sorry. Well, I thought he was a friend as soon as I met him.
That's a bit quick.
My heart is open. There's no door.
That's why you're not allowed to talk to the mirrors.
That makes sense. My heart is open even for tricky me.
And it is with that statement that I say that I have a heavy heart, in that I must leave you. The snail on which my home rests, unfortunately, cannot conduct itself within the tree line. At least, not without causing much distress to the denizens of the forest. And as much a powerful wizard as I am, I do not fuck with tree spirits.
That's fair enough. That's scary.
And thus, I will bid you good day and best luck. I wish to give each of you something to help you on your journeys. Here it is. My business card. Yes. One to each of you. That was too easy, Cass.
What do they even say?
It's blank on both sides.
How do I use it?
If you hold it in your hands and conjure a mental image of me,
It will open up a telepathic link, no matter where I might be in the multiverse, or even if I'm cooking. And you may ask of me anything you might wish, or if it is within my power, I may even come to aid you in a situation. It is a rare gift of mine. I do not give it out lightly, so do not use it lightly.
Tree Stump shuts their open mouth. They were definitely not about to ask if this means we can just call up and have a cup of tea.
But the magic contained within the card allows for a consistent use. Basically, what I'm saying is I owe you a favor, but... well, I don't owe you a favor. There's no favors between friends. But anyway... Should you at all ever wish to just speak with me as well, you may use the card to do that. I'm always up for a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Oh, it's like you read my mind.
It is, he says. Anyway.
That's scary.
I sense that there is time-important duties that you must attend to. I wish you good luck in these. And please, never forget your friend, Sir Isaac Newton! With that last shattering thunder, the snail and the shell upon it disappear, and you're just standing in front of the forest, all of you.
Does it feel like we fell?
No. It just feels like you were always standing on the ground.
Well, this is our stop.
Sarin says, let us go forward in the search of our good friend. And Glupple, she says.
What?
He's a kidding. He's a joke. It's a joke. Because we know Glupple better than we know Tavatine.
Oh, I'm getting so good at jokes. I wonder if I was just playing a joke on myself. Maybe it was a silly map in the mirror.
Yeola starts walking forwards. I think I might know the way. I've been,
Oh, I do.
Everyone's quiet.
But I'm happy for someone else to go first.
You look at everyone who's just giving you a very blank expression until you get to Fire, who's looking at you like almost thumbs up, like, yeah.
No, you can go. I don't want to be a directions hog.
Yeola leads the way, which was a good decision.
Oh, thank God.
Meanwhile, Glupple.
Yeah.
Tavertine slowly helps you to your feet. I need to quickly roll as well for a special something something.
Oh, a special something something.
Yeah, I've got a neat surprise.
Oh,
lucky. Okay, that could be worse. This is surprisingly went well for them, I think.
Okay.
Tavatine helps you to your feet. Mm. He looks very concerned at you. And then he hands you a walking, not cane,
yes,
a walking frame.
Oh.
It's made out of one piece of wood. It does not look like Tavatine got this for you. This absolutely looks like a Grey Dove creation.
All right. How old has... How hard was it to get up, basically? I'm trying to, ascertain.
You needed Tavatine's help to get up.
Can I walk?
You can walk with the frame.
Yeah. Well, to find out what other surprises are in store for Glupple, tune in next time for Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. I've run out of content from my favourite fuckos, Sans Pants Radio. If only they had digital downloads I could acquire and listen to, with many of them having a choose price option so I could swindle them by choosing $0. Oh shit, they do? I just gotta head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, click on downloads and peruse all the garbage they have on offer and then give them nothing? Well, dreams can come true.
thanks SansPantsRadio.com/shop for letting me take advantage of you and not setting a minimum spend, you dumb fucks.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.